In agriculture, we have to produce a premium product for a premium market, and we do that with by being at the cutting edge of research and development. We want to make sure that the varieties of rice we grow are the best in the world. We want to make sure the varieties of wheat we grow are the best in the world. We want to make sure the varieties of cotton that we grow are the best in the world. And at this point in time, our yields in cotton are the best in the world. We want to make sure our bovine genetics and our ovine genetics and our porcine genetics are all at the cutting edge. We know that we are at the right place and the right time in a Southeast Asian economy. We know that if we can get a premium product to the market, we can get a premium price. We know that the money that is we're now getting in certain areas in the dairy industry, I know that it's being depressed somewhat now because of the issues of the Ukraine, but we are getting better prices there. We know that people are now enthusiastic about coming into an agricultural type of occupation. Even today here at Charles Sturt, I've been told that for every graduate, there are 6 agricultural jobs. And that should be a signal to the marketplace that to take agriculture seriously. I'm happy that with Michael, that we have managed to take agriculture back to the centre of government. I'm happy that with Michael, we're managing to grow the sense that a government that can deliver soft commodities into the marketplace at least has some of the solution for how we get ourselves out of our current financial malaise. I'm happy that we have really put numbers on the books and really turned things around. We've doubled our numbers in the live cattle, live sheep. If you have a look at the price you're getting for meat sheep, even down here, you'd notice it's vastly different to a couple of years ago. If you have a look at the price you're getting for cattle now, you'd know it's vastly different to a couple of years ago. And I think this is all a sign that governments make a difference. The governments that are on the balls of their toes and working hard actually get you a better price back through your farm gate. And for my role with Michael and with my colleagues is to make sure that we continue that work and we continue to grow the future of agriculture. We continue to grow the funds that flow back through the farm gate to bring real respect back onto the kitchen table so that people can get a better standard of living. And we make sure that we continue to invest in places such as Charles Sturt University, because it's institutions like this that'll keep us in that agricultural sweet spot.